Sanhedrin ver ches mishnehei ben soru meira nidun al shem sof. Ben soru meira is judged on what he will do in the future. That in the end, like the Rav says, he will empty out his father's account from stealing, and he'll still need more to feed his addictive behaviors, and he will need to go find more money, and he'll go out on the parshas drachim. He will steal from people, and he will end up killing somebody. And the Torah says that he should die innocent and not die guilty, so we kill him now. Now, there are those that ask, why is it, though, that he's chayv skila? At the end of the day, if he's just going to go kill somebody, if that's our concern, a murderer is misas with saif, with the sword. Why do we stone him, which is a much more chomer dika misa? So there are some days, the Yad Ramah learns that we assume that he's going to be over chil Shabbos. And there are other days that learn that he's eventually going to curse his father and mother, which is a chiv skila. And the other question also asked is, Hashem only judges a person where he is right now, like we learned by Yishmael, Asher Husham. So why is it that this person, this Ben Sarma, is judged on the future? So the Chizkuni says, the difference is that which Hashem judges when a person is right now, that's sort of on how he's doing right now, where he's leading right now. In other words, Ben Sarah Meir, the difference is that Ben Sarah Meir already started actions right now that's inevitably leading to his demise. Masha Ein Kein, if a person is just good right now, or didn't start doing anything bad, like at that point Yishmael wasn't doing those things yet, so he could, even though in the future he may end up doing those things, but since right now he wasn't, therefore he can be judged favorably. Ben Sarah Meir right now is already in the pattern and starting to do things that already cause harm to others in the future. Yomus zakai v'al yomus chayiv. We kill him while he's innocent, and we don't kill him when he's already guilty. Shemisosin shal rishoyim hano lahen v'hano ala oylam. Because death for rishoyim, killing rishoyim, is good for them, so they don't do any more averus. V'hano ala oylam, and it's obviously better for the world. V'la tzadikim, death for tzadikim, ra lahen v'ra la oylam. It's bad for them, and it's bad for the world. It's bad for them, because now they can't add any more zchuyos, and it's also bad for the world, like the Rav says, because they were protecting the generation while they were here, and they're giving them teichacha. Yayin v'shein el rishoyim, wine and sleep for rishoyim. The sleep we mean here is sleep that comes from wine, like the Rav seems to be learning. Hanala hen v'hanala oylam. When you give the rishoyim wine and they become drunk all the time and always sleeping, it's good for them, because as long as they're sleeping and drinking like that, they're not sinning and they're not doing any harm to anybody else. V'la tzadikim ralahen v'rala oylam. But when tzadikim are drinking and sleeping too much as a result of that, they're not oisik in Torah, so it's not good for them, the Rav says. And it's also not good for the world, because when they're not learning Torah, peronius comes to the world, lo aleinu. Pizul rishoyim. When rishoyim are spread out, hanolahen v'hanolah oylam. It's good for them, and it's good for the world, because they can't collaborate with each other and give each other advice on how to sin and do evil things in the world. But for tzadikim, it's bad for them and bad for the world. It's good when the tzadikim get together. And conversely, kinus l'rishoyim ra'lahen v'ra'la oylam, getting together for rishoyim is bad for them and bad for the world. V'latzadikim hanolahen v'hanolah oylam. It's good for them and it's good for the world. Sheket, tranquility l'rishoyim ra'lahen v'ra'la oylam. Sheket, quiet. I guess it means like tranquility. L'rishoyim ra'lahen v'ra'la oylam. Bad for them and bad for the world, that they can go and do their thing and plan evil schemes and things like that. V'la tzadikim hanolahen v'hanolah oylam. But for tzadikim, it's hanah for them and a hanah for the world. And it's good for the world.